Hey there, ever thought about what makes your heart beat a little faster?
Oh, you mean like when you discover a new track that just speaks to you?
Yeah, or finding a movie that you can't stop thinking about?
Well, get ready to feel that excitement all over again because Amazon Prime is here to take your entertainment and shopping experience to the next level.
Absolutely. Prime isn't just about getting your packages quicker. It's about diving into a world of endless possibilities. From the latest releases to exclusive content you won't find anywhere else.
And don't even get me started on the music. Prime offers concert specials that will transport you right to the front room. It's like being at the hottest gigs without leaving your living room.
I use Prime to tap in with some of my favorite artists' live shows from any and every genre of music.
Trust me, Prime is a game changer. It's like having a personalized superstore and entertainment hub right at your fingertips.
So why wait? Head over to Amazon.com/Prime and start experiencing entertainment like never before.
Okay, for real, for real. Okay, come on, before I get nervous.
Okay,
because I'm nervous. You know you make me nervous. Stop! I like how we got our hair matching today.
I know.
I like that energy for us.
We're so tired.
We is. Both Aquarius.
Period. Hey, y'all, what's up? We on set of a new episode of Carisha Please. And today's guest, we got my girlfriend.
Do.
The one and only.
Dang, about time she got me up here.
Megan Thee Stallion. Y'all make some noise. Woo! So how are you today? You look good.
You look great.
How you feeling?
I feel good.
I know that's right.
Okay. Wait, hold on. Because this whole interview, we're going to be ear to ear. Okay. Let's be serious.
So how you feeling today?
I'm feeling sexy.
As you should. You look sexy.
You look sexy. Did you wear that for me?
I did.
I said, damn, she got the titties out. She got the bust down, my favorite hairstyle.
You know, you're my girlfriend.
I know. Tell the world. Make sure they know.
But everybody, y'all already seen us. You know, we every
in
time.
In action. Every time I see her.
Lip locking.
I just can't help it.
So, you just announced your new album.
Mm-hmm.
Let's talk about it. Let's just get right into it.
Okay.
What's the name of it?
Traumazine.
Why you named it that?
Because, bitch, I be going through shit, and I needed to make up a new name for these experiences.
I know, that's right.
Mm-hmm.
So you was like, you got some female artists on there, the girls turning, like they working their pen.
They was, but you know who ain't turning their verse that quick and she was supposed to be on the album?
Who?
JT.
Why?
I don't know, ask her.
Okay, I'm an actor. So can we get like a spoiler alert? Like, can you tell us one person? Because I'm like, you got me on my toes with this one. I'm very excited.
Okay, so a girl that's on the album that's so fire is Rico Nasty.
Okay.
I really like her a lot. I feel like she got her own style, and I feel like she don't really get enough credit, like, because she really is fire. And I feel like because she is so alternative, like, people be missing the point. And I'm like, come on, friend. Come say what you got to say over here.
I can't wait. And I'm, like, very excited. When I saw that, I was like,
Who is the girl?
Who is the girl?
Yeah.
Because it's like, we need more of that.
Yeah.
Like, what can we expect?
Why are you talking to me in your sexy voice?
Because I want to go to dinner after we leave.
We can. What you want to go eat?
I like sushi.
You like sushi? Okay,
I like
we can
with
do
chopsticks.
That.
I like to show my classy side.
Oh, period. That's what I like. Okay, so what you want to know?
So, like, are you being vulnerable in your album? Can we expect, like, a vulnerable side? Like,
yeah, I feel like it's a softer side, you know, a side that everybody don't usually get to see. And I feel like we, as female artists, especially, like, black women, we so tough all the time. And I feel like in our music, we going so hard all the time. And I feel like it's been kind of like taught to us not to be so vulnerable and open and not to put too many people in our business, right. Like keep it to yourself. But I feel like the world needs some of that sometime. They
yeah,
need to
I
know.
I feel like, because it's relatable. A lot of people be going through stuff that they don't speak about. So, you know, music is like therapy for some people. So
right.
They can like turn the song and it's like, damn, we're going through the same shit.
Yeah, I can relate with that.
Yeah, so I feel like that's important.
You're trying to draw me in.
I am.
I know.
Is it working?
It is. Okay. I was going to take you out after this anyway.
Okay. Let's see. That's why I'm. So, okay. You like girls?
I mean, I like what I like. I like you.
You do?
I do.
You'll fuck me?
Would you say it like that?
Because would you fuck me?
Yeah, I would.
So who on top?
Me.
Ah.
It's no. Definitely giving top, you know that.
Okay, I'll be a bottom for you. No, because I feel like we both Aquarius.
Right.
And I feel like we very aggressive.
Very aggressive. I feel like, but when you get around me, I feel like you be giving me submissive. Like, you be very girly every time I see you. And I be like, that's why I like her. Like, she be ready to just come sit in my lap. And that's what I like.
I am. Mm-hmm. I'm submissive to, like, my pleaser.
Yeah. So submissive to the right one, because you can't just be submissive to anybody. You can't be submissive to somebody that's not like a natural leader. You know what I'm saying?
You're right.
Like if you don't feel comfortable,
yeah.
I feel like I make you feel comfortable.
Yeah, you do.
I know.
So you got a song called Plan B.
Mm-hmm.
What inspired that?
You know, these niggas be getting out of turn sometime, and I feel like you gotta just let them know, like, I'm very much a blessing. Bitch, you very blessed to be over here.
Hello.
And let me remind you. I always have a plan B. I always have an alternative.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, and I am, you know, that girl. So you should be happy to be fucking with somebody like me. And if you forgot why you was happy, let me remind you why.
Boom. Have you ever took a plan B?
Yes. I ain't rapping about shit I ain't living.
How many?
Bitch, I don't know. I've ever been in tight to not wind up with the wrong one. Miami, have you ever took a plan B?
I done took one day. Listen, as soon as I'm done it the next day, baby, I gotta make sure that bitch is gone. I ain't trying to. Listen.
Bitch, don't even think about it, bitch.
I ain't trying to be your baby mama.
I ain't.
Mm-mm. Period. So you just been overseas. I feel like you was over there for a month.
I was over there for the summer. I just got back not too long ago.
How was it?
It was fun. Like, it was a whole different experience. The food different. The people different. Like, the turn up is different. Like, it was a movie.
I would say we went to London, and I was like, girl, I hated the food.
I feel like when you don't know nobody, too, like, because you go to London and you meet London people, and they be like, damn, where you eating at? And then, like, they put you on some good food. Like, they got good Nigerian food out there. Like, they got good Jamaican food out there. Like, it's randomly some good crab spots out there, but you just got to start meeting people.
Did you get homesick, or it was like?
I feel like I'm never homesick. Like, I like to travel. I like to be on the road. Like, when I was first coming up, I was like, bitch, I can't wait to get the fuck out of Houston. Like, I want to go everywhere.
Yeah. So, back to your album. What would you say, like, what's one of your favorite songs or what is your favorite song that you recorded on the album?
I feel like every song I record is, like, my favorite song. But, like, one of the more personal songs that I'm, like, more proud of is, like, Anxiety, because this is, like, the first time I ever talked about some real shit that I was going through,
mm-hmm.
and like how I was feeling. And I kind of like wrote it for myself and like for my mama. So I was like, okay, like I'm real proud for like spitting it out, like and on a track, like for everybody to hear.
Yeah, I love that. And I'm so proud of you. I feel like you're doing so good.
We doing so good.
I know, but I'm gonna give you your flowers because you're on my show. And I just, you know, want to give you your flowers while you're doing so good. You always working. I feel like you inspire so many people. You the hot girl coach.
Yes.
So what is a hot girl coach? Like, what is the hotties?
What's
the difference between a hot girl and a city girl?
Oof. Well, you got city girl and the hot girl sitting here right now. And I feel like it's really a lot of similarities.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like we both Southern. Mm-hmm. We both strong. I can't really tell you too many differences. I can tell you a lot of comparisons. Like, we just grew up on two different sides of the world, but, like, both in the South. I feel like we both stand for, like, empowerment. We both ain't taking no shit from no niggas.
Period.
We both like to get money. We both put ourselves first.
Mm-hmm.
And we just like to win.
I really feel like we the same shit, too. I always say that. But like, I don't really see no difference in a hot girl and a city girl. We all
girls. We the same. Bitch, you could be whoever you want to be on whatever day. Like,
period.
Yeah. I'm feeling like a city girl today. I want to be with Carisha real bad. Or, you know, I want to wake up and be with the hot girl coach. Either way it go.
I said that when you come, I want to be like, I love when you do that. It's like, So, do you feel like black women is the most disrespected women in America?
Yes, I feel like, but like I was saying earlier, like we are expected mm-hmm. to be so strong and so motherfucking tough all the time. I feel like people dehumanize us sometimes, and like we just don't have the same empathy right. from people as they give other women. And we don't get, we have to handle everything so gracefully. Like when we're going through something, we're not allowed to be loud.
Right.
We're not allowed to be sad. We're not allowed to like lash out. Like we're supposed to take everything you're throwing at us and handle it like Michelle Obama at all times, bitch.
Yeah, like bitch, sometimes I'm gonna get over here and say how the fuck I feel. I can't be strong all the time. And I feel like, you know, us just being humans at the end of the day, we need an outlet.
Right.
And I feel like sometimes, like, when I'm going through shit, I just be want to tweet. Like, I just be want to lash out. And I be expecting to a person to just be like, I'm going through the same shit. And say they be like, this bitch looking for attention. It's like, bitch, shut the fuck up.
Like, bitch, I can't be hurt today. Right. Like you don't be hurt every day of your motherfucking life.
Right.
Like,
it's like, we share our happy moments with you. So it's important to share, like, when we going
all
through
the
shit,
moments. Right? Right.
But I feel like, you know, we successful and we women and it's
but you know what it is? I feel like in this generation, like, we take the internet so seriously, mm-hmm. like, it just seems like it's the whole world. And it seems like, no, oh my God, everybody hate us. Because I be telling my team all the time, I be like, everybody hates me. I don't know what the fuck I did. Like, but I be having to, like, delete apps off my phone, like, right. and just get focused. Because the people around you do love you. You know right. what I'm saying? And it just be.
When something happens to your kitchen, you might say,
this is ludicrous.
But that won't fix your home. That will only get you the rapper, Ludacris.
Having trouble? Don't panic. Don't be alarmed. You need to file a claim? Holla at State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
That's right. You can file a claim on the app or call us.
Thanks, Mr. Chris.
No matter how ludicrous the situation, like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
State Farm, Bloomington, Illinois.
People on the internet picking, like, they just want you to say something to them. Because I'm pretty sure if you respond, they'd be like, oh my God, yes, queen, I can't believe you said that.
Right,
like,
trolling.
You know what I'm saying? Like, so I feel like if we stop paying attention so much to the negative, like, we'll realize how many people do love us.
Yeah, and once we notice that, life is bigger than the internet. Like, it's like 5% of our fans that's on the internet.
Right.
A lot of people really, like, when you go across seas and you,
word for word, everything, oh my God, I love you so much. And you be like, damn, I was just on the internet. I could have swore it was 1,000 of y'all that hate me. But like, you get somewhere and you feel the love and it's like, oh my God, yes.
Yeah,
like,
I learned that too. I was like, you know what? Like, so, you know me, I get the, out of me and JT, I'm the one that get the most backlash. And I know how to be so strong to the point it's like, I could have had so many moments where it's just like, man, fuck this shit, I don't want to do it. But I'd be like, you know what? When I go to the concert, these bitches be like,
but that's so crazy that you think you get so much backlash because I don't see anything bad about you on the internet. Like, all I see is good things about you on the internet.
Girl, no bitches because of me.
No, I never seen, like, nothing bad about you on the internet that was, like, bad for real. Like, so, but you see what you see on the internet versus what everybody else see. Like, you feel like the world on fire, and then in real life, it'd be like, wow, Carisha really living, like, such a great life. Like, you know what I'm saying? So it'd probably be them two little people that be trying to pick.
Right.
Like, trying to make you get out your character. But, bitch, you is motherfucking Young Miami. Like, what can any of these bitches say to you at this point?
Thank you.
You know?
Yeah, Barton, let me get a Carisha, please.
This interview is being brought to you by Deleon Tequila, owned by a black man. Goes down smooth. Now back to more Carisha, please.
What's in this Carisha, please?
We got some Deleon. We'll sprinkle with a little bit of orange.
A little bit of Carisha juice.
Ooh.
If it tastes like Carisha, I want it.
Mm. So we just saw you know, Tina Snow. She came out for P-Valley. Mm-hmm. How was that?
I feel like it was so crazy because I feel like this is my fourth time saying this today, but I read for the part of Mercedes in like 2019.
For real?
Yes. And but I was giving baby Megan. Like ain't nobody never asked me to read for nothing before. So like when they didn't even give me no instructions on the tape. They was just like, read these lines mm-hmm. on camera. And I was like talking normal. And when I seen Brandy like being Mercedes now, I was like, oh, okay. Like, yeah, I definitely wasn't getting the part. Bitch, I definitely wasn't about to make the cut on this show. But, like, when I started becoming myself and getting more famous, you know what I'm saying? Katori had spun the block, and she was like, okay, so what's up, Meg? You ready? Who you want to be? And I really wanted, like, a reoccurring role on the show, but I really just didn't have time to film because mm-hmm. I was, like, all over the place. But I was like, bitch, look, we got 2 days. Let's hit it. What we going to do? She was like, okay, come be Tina Snow. And I'm like, yes, I can do that. So being on set with everybody was so fun because I feel like I already knew everybody.
I loved it. What I love the most about you, like being an artist, is your confidence.
Yeah.
You be on stage.
Yeah.
Right. And mm-hmm. I'm like, damn, I need a magnet.
Bitch, I know you got something.
I got a little something, but.
Bitch, I know you ain't tripping for no reason.
I don't like putting it apart. Reverse.
I can teach you.
Ooh.
You know I will.
Teach me when I'm on top.
Okay.
I'm gonna ride it while I spell my name.
I gotta get out of here.
So you gotta do a song called Pressurelicious, which is me and Santana's favorite song.
Yes.
When I want to feel good, when I'm going through my shit, I put it on. Bitch, spend that shit on birthday.
Bitch, think look better in person. Hello. Bitch, come on.
How was it working with Future?
I feel like it was really cool. Like, you know, as females, like, you never know how nobody really about to come, you know. So I was like, I ain't even want to play no games. I be hearing stories about people going through shit, trying to get features and shit. And I was just like, bitch, what's the feature price? Bitch, what is it? And they was like, okay, $250K. I was like, somebody go pull $250,000 out the bank. Go drop it off to this nigga so he know I ain't playing. So my manager, when he got the money, put it in the backpack and gave it to him and he sent the verse back.
I know that's right, because I know, like, I'm a girl. Yeah. And I'd be like, I want to fuck Megan bad. Like, I just want to be a fly on the wall.
Yeah.
It just,
it gives that.
It gives that.
It's giving triple X, bitch. X rated. Like the old school porn too, like noises. Yeah. Ebony porn, bitch.
I love porn.
What kind of porn you like to watch?
I swear to God, the only type of porn that turned me on is girl on girl porn. Porn. Like, I don't want to see no nigga fucking no bitch. I already know what it's about.
Yeah.
I just love, like, that's how I always knew I was gay. Oh, I was bisexual.
Right.
Because I love.
Girls just, are so sensual.
Yeah. I feel like we know how to, like, please each other.
It's straight to the point.
You know.
But yeah. I feel like girl sex could last, like, 2 days. Because, bitch, when you tired. No, bitch, is you tired? Like, it can just keep going.
Yeah. But I do feel like. Do I want to put this out there? I'm going to just do it because I'm with you. I do feel like, for me, it must be for me.
It's better.
Like, I don't know. I just really enjoy having sex with a girl. Like, it's just, I feel like it's so personal, pleasing. We just having fun.
It's so intimate. Yeah,
like, we not, like, in our head about it. It's just like.
So you feel like when you have sex with a guy, like, you thinking about it?
I feel like I be in my head a little bit. It depends on who went, because it's some niggas I'll fuck with. Nigga, get out.
Right. Like, I feel like when you fucking with a dude, especially for the first time, it's like, bitch, I got to perform.
Right.
So it's not right. Even.
So, you know, you want to, like, do your big for the right. First time.
Because, bitch, you going to talk about me. You going to tell him it was a movie. You know what I'm saying?
Right. Because I always had a conversation with my friends. I'd be like, what is, like, you know, because to each his own. Like, what is a freak? What is, like, slutting me out? What is. You know, like, what I'm going to do that's going to separate me, or what I'm going to do that's going to make this nigga be like, damn.
Damn, I remember that shit. Like,
like, I need that bitch. Like, I want her. Like,
I want her back.
What you doing?
Here.
Where you at? Hey. And I was just like, you know, you got to compete with porn stars. You got to.
Nah, because I feel like dudes be watching porn and, like, the porn star is performing. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, niggas know, like, when you get in that room. You not about to look like that man in that video.
Right.
So, like, bitch, don't you ever put no expectation on me, bitch, if you ain't coming.
I feel like when you go in that room, just be confident. Just
be comfortable. I feel like comfortable sex is the best sex. Confident sex, both of y'all think y'all superstars in the room, bitch, is not giving nothing.
Man, it's giving, man. It's giving, like, you looking at me. I'm looking at you,
bitch.
Now I be like, who going first?
What we about to do? Like, I don't like that. Bitch, yeah. I need regular, comfortable, nasty sex. Like, don't come to me trying to be famous. I don't like that.
What type of mean you like? I like a big dude.
I like a strong nigga. Like,
let me tell you something. I had this big ass nigga, right? He was like, boom, I'm like, hey, wait.
Wait a minute.
Slow down. You going to break me, nigga.
Like, just because you can pick me up don't mean start sumo wrestling me in this whole nigga. Like, but that's why I like Party, because he just very.
Oh, my God. Y'all video.
Which, he shocked me. I said, don't put them in our business.
I said, I know they have so much fun. Like, y'all look like y'all have fun. Y'all chemistry is everything.
Yeah.
When I see y'all, I be like, okay.
I like him. He just him. Like, he don't be caring what nobody got to say. And I like that for him. He don't be in the mix like that. Like, he really don't like niggas. And I'm like, me either. Like, right. Stay over here. Like, let's be in our own little world.
So how he feel about us?
He don't like that. Like, he be jealous. He be like, okay, look, so where you...
Part of you know, like, girls just want to have fun, too.
Girls want to have fun, but part of be like, don't have too much fun. I'm like, well, I'm sorry. I got to do what I got to do.
Are you into threesomes?
I've never had a threesome, and I don't think I could have a threesome. My bitch is my bitch, and my man is my man.
I want to come over.
No, you can come over my house.
No, I'm playing. You're not into threesomes?
Okay. I'm not into threesomes. You into threesomes?
Maybe.
Like three girls or like two girls, one guy?
Three girls.
Three, come on. I ain't never had that happen to me, never. I don't know what that do. It's a lot of shit going on. It's a lot of distractions.
You did walk with Cardi. Like, how was working with Cardi?
I love her. Like, she was so easy to work with, so fun to work with. Like, it was just easy. But, like, when we first met, like, I feel like we was both, like,
yeah,
good. Like, everything okay?
I feel like that's working with any female artist for the first time. Like, you.
Yeah, we was just trying to feel each other out. Like, but when we finally met in person, like, I was like, okay, everything, we good. Like, you cool, I'm cool. Like, let's do it. And then ever since then, we just been cool. Do you feel like y'all ever be in those type of predicaments? Like, you can't work with somebody because you work with somebody else, or you feel like, I feel like just friends in general, like when you know your friend might not feel like so good about somebody, like do you like go out your way to like be like, okay, bitch, I'm not fucking with you, period.
Hey there, ever thought about what makes your heart beat a little faster?
Oh, you mean like when you discover a new track that just speaks to you?
Yeah, or finding a movie that you can't stop thinking about?
Well, get ready to feel that excitement all over again, because Amazon Prime is here to take your entertainment and shopping experience to the next level.
Absolutely. Prime isn't just about getting your packages quicker. It's about diving into a world of endless possibilities, from the latest releases to exclusive content you won't find anywhere else.
And don't even get me started on the music. Prime offers concert specials that will transport you right to the front row. It's like being at the hottest gigs without leaving your living room.
I use Prime to tap in with some of my favorite artists' live shows from any and every genre of music.
Trust me, Prime is a game changer. It's like having a personalized superstore and entertainment hub right at your fingertips.
So why wait? Head over to Amazon.com/Prime and start experiencing entertainment like never before.
I feel like when you know a person got beef with another person, you want to be loyal. Not really get into what they got going on, because it's like, if JT don't fuck with somebody, I don't fuck with you.
That's different. That's like your real...
Oh, you said like as far as artists?
Yeah.
Like as far as like, I feel like we don't got to get into that because they don't have nothing to do with us. Right. So I feel like, you know, if y'all got what y'all got going on, it's okay for me to like both of y'all for different
reasons.
Right,
I feel like everybody, I feel like this generation of girls, like it's kind of reminding me of like how the girls was in the 90s. Like, I feel like the girls back then, like they didn't even, if they even wasn't on the song, like they were still at the video shoot. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, it's starting to get back like that. It's no need for nobody to be mad at nothing. Like, it's like pointless. Cause we all are different. Like, nobody rap like the City Girls. Right. And if you trying to rap like the City Girls, it's very apparent. Like, nobody rap like me. Nobody rap like Cardi. Nobody rap like Koi. Nobody rap like nobody. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, we all got our own lane, and I feel like that's what's so beautiful about us right now. So I feel like it'd be the fans more so than anybody. Like, they keep it up more than the actual artists. And right. It got the world thinking, like, something that's not happening.
Right. Because like, I remember one time it was like Hot Girl Summer, City Girl Summer. And I'm like,
please, God, it's
this
not.
This shit is so bad. Like, bitch, right. You're pregnant. Well, fucking summer. Like, what like, are we talking about?
You it's know
what
not I mean? Giving I like, none of that.
I feel like it was like at one point in the time, me and you, it never was like, I ain't know you ain't know me, but I felt like it was tension. Like, I felt like you ain't really fuck with me. And I'm like, damn.
That's so ugly. You felt like that. Like,
I really felt like that.
Why would I have, like, any problem?
I can't, and that's to go back to like what you said about the fence. It wasn't necessarily you. It was just like, you know, people pinpointing us against each other saying.
No, I was always that. Like, oh my gosh, I love them. But I'm also a bitch like, okay, I ain't gonna say nothing until somebody say something to me.
Okay. Like, that's how you I am.
Know? But like once we started talking, it was like, okay, bitch, you wanna kiss me? I wanna kiss you. Duh, bitch. Right. Like, where right. coming from?
That's how I feel. I was like, you know, I feel like at one point in time, like that was a thing. Like they were trying to pin us against each other. And it was like, bitch, I'm hard down pregnant, like.
No, it wasn't giving them.
You know,
that.
It was always, they try to make it like a, oh, you a hot girl, you a city girl, no. You this and you that. And I was like, damn.
I was always supporting from the sideline, but I didn't want to say nothing until I felt like it was good. Like, I was like, we fine? Okay, bet. Like.
Yeah, and I'm glad that we overcame.
We here now.
Yeah.
Cause now we go together.
Because we could, like.
We could have been before these niggas got that's in the what picture.
Me and you would have been together.
I'm the power couple. They ain't never seen no shit like this before. Well, you know, maybe when you get done with this nigga, I don't know.
What nigga?
You tell me, this nigga.
No, I'm for real. I'm not in a relationship. I'm literally just dating. Like, I'm 28.
Oh, I like that.
I'm having fun. I'm dipping and dabbing.
You know, I'm seeing what's happening.
Yeah.
I like that for us.
Like, I might want to be on a boat in Italy, and I might want to.
You might want to be on the boat in Houston.
Yeah, you know? I might want to drive the boat.
You know,
I might want to be on the boat, then I might want to drive one.
You know, we could do that.
Yeah, I'm just like, I'm having fun. Like, I'm not in a relationship. I'm dating. I was in a relationship for 2 years and it didn't work out.
Yeah.
And I didn't want to, like, you know, my baby daddy died. Then I was with my last baby daddy. It didn't work out. And then I just, you know, started talking to someone. And I'm just taking my time. I'm just having fun. I did an interview, and I'm like, we got to get a real bag. And everybody like, bitch, listen. I'm just.
I can do what I want to do.
Yeah, I can do what I want to do. I could be with
I might feel this way this day.
And I might be with your nigga tonight. Like, what? Like, no. Yeah, so I just feel like, you know, I'm having fun.
And you look good. You can do whatever the fuck you want to do.
Thank you.
I like that.
I think y'all bitches should start doing that, too, instead of trying to ride it down for these broke-ass niggas.
Okay. Don't worry about this. Worry about that. I mean, sometimes I feel like broke dick might hit a little bit. Maybe that's why some bitches get trapped in a broke dick. Maybe they never experienced a little rich dick before. Bitch, I don't know what to tell you. Like, sometimes I want to go shopping and sometimes I want to lay up.
I always want to go shopping.
I always want to go shopping. But, you know, it give what it give on what day it give.
You really a material girl. I be on your page. You so low-key.
I'll be chilling.
But I'll be like, this bitch really could pop her shit when she feel like it. You a material girl. You be popping out with your shit. You love Elliot.
Dude, jewelry is my favorite thing. But I feel like, I like my shit when I want it. Like, I don't want to wait. I don't want to ask. Like, if you pop up on me with a gift, great. But 9 times out of 10, I'm getting up and getting it for myself. Like, because, bitch, I want that chain today.
Oh, my God. That is so me.
Like, bitch, don't have me waiting.
I feel like that, too. Like, if I want something, I'm going to get it. I'm not going to wait on nobody. Just reimburse me later on. Like,
right. You got me.
Yeah. I can't, like, wait on you. It's just not giving
it. It's not giving that. Like, if I say I need this right now, like, it's going to piss me off. And we're going to get into an argument because I'm waiting on it. Like, and then the worst thing somebody can tell you is, I'm going to do it. And they do it on their time.
Ooh, and it's like, bitch, you got me waiting.
You got me fucked up. You know who you got waiting? I don't like that. But I feel like that's why girls understand each other, too, because we know the pressure. Like, okay, she said she liked this, but, like, bitch, let me have it before she get to think about it again the next time and get to hooping and hollering that I ain't do it. Because we like that. Like, we could say we like something. It's like, bitch, why you didn't hear me when I said that last week?
Right.
And then we're going to bring it up next week. Like, you don't never do this for me. You never love me.
So, you always shaking your ass on the internet.
Yes.
Is that a problem in your relationship? Like, now, I really want to know because it's like, I don't being in like a relationship where it's like, I can't shake my ass. And
I feel like every relationship I get in, the nigga be like, don't be showing everybody that shit. Don't do that. And I'll be like laughing because I'm like, bitch, how you see me? Like,
right.
Bitch, I caught you with this ass.
Hello.
What you thought I was gonna stop doing this?
That's why. Because I feel like for me, dancing is like my therapy. Like, I love to dance.
I love to dance.
I would shake my ass in church.
like that's just, I can.
Yeah, like it's just therapy for me. Like whenever I want to have fun, whenever I just feel like I'm going through some stress, I just want to shake my ass. But I learned, like, you know, when you're in a relationship, niggas don't like that.
No, they don't. But I mean, what you want to fight about? Me shaking my ass or me shaking my ass on a nigga? Like, I'm shaking my ass with my homegirls.
Right.
Nothing to be upset about.
Have you ever cheated?
I've never cheated. I don't cheat.
I don't believe that.
I don't cheat.
You never cheated.
I've never cheated. I'm not a cheater. I'd rather be honest. Like, I'd rather be on some shit to where you don't feel like you could hover something over my head or like, bitch, what you think you catching me doing? Like, bitch, I said I was doing that. Like, and I feel like it's good to be honest. Like, the worst thing somebody could do is catch you in a lie. Now you be feeling all awkward and weird. Like, I was honest with you from the get-go. This is what I want. This is what I like. What we about to do. Where do you want to go from here? Like, you got to give people the option to right. fuck with you. Like, that's what's wrong with niggas. Like, okay, bitch, if you want to fuck with multiple bitches, can you just put me on one accord with you? So if I see you with the next bitch or if I catch you, like, don't let me catch you. Like, let me be a part of this circus because I chose to be.
Okay, so let me ask you that. Would you rather an honest, like, would you rather a man, like, telling you, like, look, I'm finna go do this. So when you see it, you already know, or you just see it and you gotta react. Like, would you rather the truth?
Like, first of all, don't tell me, hey, and we been good. Hey, I'm finna go do this. Bitch.
So
what? Like, you gotta start like that. Like, the energy you start with is the shit you gotta finish with. Like, if you telling me, oh, I'm fucking with this, I don't wanna be like that, cool, me either. Like, bitch, and when you see me, see me. Don't say nothing to me. Don't confront me. Like, right. Bitch, don't wild out. Don't get the acting salty. Don't do none of that. Like, because that's not cute.
You match your energy.
I'm matching your motherfucking energy.
You on whatever they on.
Mm-hmm. What time you on? That's the time I'm on. You got a Rolex? I got a Rolex.
Ooh.
You want an AP? I want an AP.
Period.
Yeah.
Love that.
Love that.
Okay, so we'll get into this or that.
Okay.
Acting or music?
Music.
Why?
Well, both, really. Like, I feel like acting and music is, like, the same thing. Like, you got to turn on that persona as soon as you get in front of them cameras, as soon as you get on that stage. So I really feel like it's the same thing, low-key.
I just did a movie, and I don't think so.
You did a movie?
Mm-hmm.
Come on. But I feel like it's the same thing.
Because, you know why? I feel like the role that I had, it was, like, an emotional role.
Why the fuck would they put the top Aquarius as some emotional shit?
And I feel like... I feel like with rapping, you could just be whoever you want to be. You mm-hmm. know what I'm saying? Like, I feel like when you acting, it's like a script. You got to really get into character. And it was just like, when I had to play this role, it was like an emotional role. But it was so weird that it was so relatable for me.
Mm-hmm.
Because it was like a death. You know, like, my baby daddy died. So it was easy for me to, like...
tap into that.
Yeah. But have I not went through that, I don't think I would have been able to, like, get into that. And I feel like, you know, like, when you're in the studio, you could just say whatever you want. You could just do whatever you want.
But you're acting because you're not really tapping into everything that you are going through.
That's true.
Right. Versus in your acting roles, like, they brought that out of you because that's something that you could relate to. So I feel like it is the same thing.
Okay. Missionary or doggy style?
Doggy style.
Oh, we the same person. Oh, my
God. Bitch, tell me up, bitch. I don't even want to see.
Why you don't like, are you like a eye contact?
Hey, everyone. It's Jalen here from the Black Wealth Renaissance podcast. If you're a fan of business podcasts, then be sure to check out and subscribe to the Black Wealth Renaissance podcast, a show that covers business, career development, and tips to increase your income. And the best part, it's brought to you exclusively by the Revolt Podcast Network. Anchored in hip-hop, powered by creators.
You like to look a person in their eyes?
I don't know. Sometimes I feel like I could be kind of cold. And, you know, I feel like I'm so in charge all the time. So I feel like doggy style is the one time I'm trying to see what you about. Like, what you about to do back there? Like, are you going to get scared? Is you going to get intimidated back here? Because I'm finna show out, too. So you better hope you can stay in the game.
So... in your relationship, do you feel like you, like, are you, like, the one that's, like, more in control? Because I'm not going to lie. In my last relationship, I was, like, the boyfriend. Like, I'm the one that wears the fucking boxes. Like, I'm the one.
Not the boxes.
It is, like, I don't try to be, but I'm so, like, I know what I want. And I just, that's how it come off. Like, you're going to.
No, I mean, I know what I want. I like what I like. And I feel like he respect that. Like, he know what's up with me. And he don't fight me. So. He let me do whatever I wanted to. And I like that for
him. Man, my baby daddy used to be like, bitch, you got me fucked.
No, party liked to, like, put his foot down. And, you know, I can respect it. Like, I like that you have something to say.
Mm-hmm. So, spit or swallow?
Oof. I'm going to just have to go ahead and spit it out. I'm going to have to go ahead and let that back in the earth. Cause bitch, I don't know what it's gonna taste like. I don't even want to be fucked up about you.
We are already the same person.
We knew that already.
New York or LA?
Houston. Neither.
So speaking of Houston, how was it working with Beyonce?
Oh, like, I feel like that was a dream come true. Like, the first concert I ever went to in my life was a Destiny's Child concert. Me and my mama was, like, big Beyonce fans. And when I first ever met her, I was like, wow. This might be the only person I ever been, like, starstruck by. Mm-hmm. And, like, to know that she wanted to do Savage Remix, I'm like,
yeah,
ma'am, what? Like, it was just amazing. And, like, ever since then, I've had, like, such a good relationship with her and Jay. And I'm like, damn, I really date niece.
Period.
Yeah.
That, I don't know, like... I feel like that's so amazing. Like, yes. To just manifest that. Like, like you and your mom, and then she's been up under them. You could go to her, like, big sis.
Yes.
Y'all did y'all song. It went number one.
I was so happy. And they be, like, texting me from time to time, like, okay, yeah, you doing good. Don't let this type of shit get you out your character. Sometimes I be like, damn.
Even if Beyonce texting me that.
No, I really be trying to hold my shit together because I be like, damn, Beyonce really see me on this internet. Let me act right.
You better act right on Beyonce internet.
On Beyonce internet, I'll be like, damn, okay. Let me get my shit together.
But I'm not gonna lie, I love when you like come there sometimes.
Yeah, because I feel like I have to. I feel like when you being humble and like when you being nice, people just really feel like that's always your character, and they feel like they could just run over you.
I'd be like, yes, bitch, period.
Like, bitch, shut the fuck up talking to me. Like, why are you talking to me?
Who the fuck y'all host be talking to?
Ignore y'all how y'all father do.
Hello. Like, when I saw that freestyle, I said, this one cold-ass bitch.
Yeah.
Like,
I
you,
like to rap, you know.
Yes, cold. And you, like, one of the greatest. Like, I love your freestyles. I watched that shit over and over. I was tweeting last night. Me and Santana, we in the car. Like, this bitch right here, she's so cold.
Stop. Y'all got to really just invite me to the next outing because y'all really don't be bringing me, and I don't like that. I don't know how the night gonna end, but I know how I can begin.
Remember Halloween?
No, but that was like the first day. I was like,
you. I said, you know what?
No, you.
You know what?
I said, damn, bitch. Like, this is our first real conversation. I'm sensitive like that.
I don't even know how we ended up there. That was one of the, like, whenever I think about you.
I'm a lady.
Whenever I think about you, I think about that. I was like,
you gotta let that go, damn.
I cannot.
What? That's because you're used to them niggas. Let nobody be like, hold up. You want what you want when you want it.
No, it was such a, like, it was the night ending off wild. It was like one of them.
I love that
bitch,
night.
You better never repeat this night.
And bitch, you bringing it up. Every time I see you talk about me, I'll be like, please, what you about to say? Where's this going?
No. So it was like, that's Halloween. We supposed to, like, went together. You told me you was moving to Miami. You was
going, and I did move there.
You was going to, like, take me out to eat, and we was going to be together. You never followed up. So I'm like, okay, she just like a nigga. She just finna be up with eyes. Okay, whatever.
No. I feel like the schedule just had got crazy, but just don't never forget that because, bitch, once I be like, okay, what you want to do, Miami? Because Kellen going to put us in matching hairstyles all the time. And, bitch, we're going to be everywhere together. Because I see how you like to run around. Bitch, I like to pack my bitch on my hip so we could just go.
It's going
to
be me, you, four.
All the dogs, bitch.
So, it's your dogs. We like your kids. Do you want kids?
My dogs are definitely my kids. I really just don't want any kids right now.
Why?
I feel like I'll be too busy. Like, and I just don't want to commit to no kids right now. Like, that's a forever thing. Like, that's real.
Dogs is real kids. Cause you have to pick up their shit. You have to feed them.
Right.
Find a babysitter because you can't leave them home.
My kids, though, like myself, like I'm not tied to nobody with my kids. Like just me and my animals. Like when you finally decide to have a baby with somebody, like you have to talk to them for the rest of your life. And I just want to make sure, like, all right, this is it. This is us. I don't want to go nowhere after this. So I feel like that's the stage I'm trying to figure out right now. Like, where do we go from here?
How many dogs you got?
Six.
You got six dogs?
I love animals. I have an iguana. Like, I'm thinking about getting a cow.
You don't like cats, though?
I don't like cats.
Okay, because I was going to say, we can't go together if you like cats.
No, I don't like cats. I don't like cats because they too independent. Like, bitch, what you thinking about? Like, how you been gone for a week? and just walk back up in the house. And they be slapping shit. You be seeing them videos of cats fighting.
I'm very terrified of cats. Like, I don't like cats, but I like dogs. I'm just like, I feel like, I don't know why, like, dog moms are so
responsible.
Interesting.
Great. We just the best.
Cause y'all really like have scrotas, travel with your dogs.
Clothes.
Yeah, I say she take them dogs
everywhere. They at the room right now.
For real?
Mm-hmm. You gonna come meet them after this? Yeah. Introduce yourself.
My favorite stepchild is Foaf.
Okay.
I love him. He's so cute.
He is just a little man, and he gonna be flirting with you. Like, he just gonna
but
love it.
But they be farting.
Frenchies, it stank. Like, they fart shit and throw up everywhere, bitch. Like, just, I would highly recommend it because they so full of personality. Like, you will be your dog. Your dog will be your best friend. Like, your dog will get tired of you. Like, Frenchies get tired of their owner. Like, because he'd be like, with them little ass arms, like, put me, put me down. Like, okay, bitch. Damn.
I know. He be taking his little pictures. He be at him.
He is a man. Like, I really think Bo used to be like an old man in his past life. Like, even from when he was... Even when he was a puppy, I was like, damn, this was a nigga.
Like, what made you fall in love with dogs? So I really want to become a dog lover. Like, I really want to, like, I'm like, okay, I want to, like, get my baby a dog and be a dog lover.
I feel like it had to be something from the start. Like, I don't think you could develop a love for a dog. I think I've had dogs all my life. Like, my daddy, he used to bring pit bulls home all the time. Like, I've been having 6 dogs. Like, and I used to live in, like, a suburb. And we was the hoodest house in the middle of the fucking suburbs. And it was like 6 pit bulls back there, and they'll be fighting and shit. And I just had to take care of them. Like, when mama went home and my daddy went home, that was my shit. So I was like, damn, this is just gonna be my life.
So you know how to cook?
I know how to cook.
You do? What's your favorite thing to cook?
I feel like this is so typical of a girl to say, but like salmon. Easy shit, like vegetables. I'm vegetarian right now, so anything vegetables, I'm like super into.
So how's that being vegetarian?
I feel like it was hard, like, in the first few months, but, like...
That's why you look so fucking good.
I look good?
You look good as fuck. I love you have on shorts and you have your body out. Like, yeah. Yes, bitch.
That's my bitch. But, yeah, I'm a vegetarian right now.
I don't think I could do it.
I think you could.
I should try, but I can't go without meat.
What's your favorite food?
My favorite food is pasta, for real. Like, I'm like a seafood girl. Like, I like pasta. I like Wagyu steak, mashed potatoes.
Come on, Wagyu steak. Okay, big rich dish, bitch. Nothing cheap about this bitch. Damn.
And I like broccoli.
Broccoli?
I love broccoli.
Broccoli ain't even real.
For real?
Yeah.
Don't say
like
that.
Like a made up vegetable. I'm dead ass serious. Maybe let's get you on a different vegetable. I'm going to teach you. Yeah.
Yeah, teach me. We feel like fucking cook all day.
Exactly. Just come in the room in an apron. That's it.
I like to be naked.
No apron? In the kitchen?
I don't know. Like, I'm the type of person, I literally be naked. Like,
well, invite me over because I got to see this.
If you in my house, I don't give a fuck. You my hairstylist, my brother. You going to see. I'm going to be like, hey.
Coochie out.
It be shaved.
Okay, so do you laser or do you wax?
Laser.
I laser too.
I can't do waxing.
I don't do waxing.
I did waxing one time in my life and... I got, like, I'm real hairy, for real. I'm a fucking man.
But lasering erase all that shit.
Let me tell you something. So, my first time getting the wax, I didn't know that the wax dry up and they just snatch it.
They had to cut it off you?
Bitch, cut it off. I was like...
Stop!
No, I let her take it off, but it was one side wax. It was one side.
You didn't finish?
No, ever since then, I've never been back. And then I started shaving, and I was like, you know, shaving ain't for me. I do laser. And that was, like, one of the best things I did.
Laser was one of the best decisions I made in my life. Yes. You ain't really got to do too much.
You finish?
No. I feel like you can't never finish lasering. Like,
I'm, like, on my 5th session. Like,
I've been lasering for so long. Like, it barely be anything. Ever.
Well, we gonna bump real good. So, before we wrap the show up, I always got to...
She's gonna be sounding like
I like to do a mental health check.
I'm sorry, Barney.
Like, what's your mental state right now? Like, how are you mentally?
I feel like I'm in a better state than I was a few months ago. Mm-hmm. I feel like I just been through so much shit and I just worked through it all. And like, finally, I'm like in a space where I'm like, okay, bitch, maybe therapy might be something I want to get into. Like, I'm finally, like, starting to open up more about things. I feel like I just know how to hold it together. Mm-hmm. And I feel like you don't have to necessarily hold it together all the time. Like, it's okay to cry, and it's okay to be like, man, fuck this shit, I'm over it. Right. Like, it's okay to be like, I need help. And I feel like I'm getting to that space where I'm like, okay, maybe I do need a little help, because I don't be okay every day, and I just don't be feeling it all the time.
Do you have, like, a go-to person that you, like, you know, go to and just express how you're feeling or what you're going through?
T. Fierce, like, that's my guy. Like, he been with me since my mom passed, and I feel like we just have grown so close and so tight. And that's probably, like, the only person I really, like, just tell exactly how I'm feeling to.
Yeah. When my baby father died, it was, like, I always felt like therapy was, like, a rich people thing or, like, white people thing. I was never into it. And then when my baby daddy died and I finally went through my emotions, I cried, like, so bad. It was just to the point, like, I couldn't get out of bed, and I was like, okay, I'm gonna try a therapist, and it didn't work for me. I did it twice, and the first time I did, like, an hour session, I cried the whole hour, to the point, like, I can't get a word out. Second time, I tried to put myself together, and I was just like, this shit ain't for me. But I got, like, a go-to person, which is my cousin, and I literally, like, tell him any and everything. And
I feel like crying, especially when something is so fresh, like, it's normal. And I feel like nobody can rush your process, like, not even a therapist. Right. And I feel like it's just the comfort of, and I don't feel like a therapist is just the answer either. Like, it could just be that one person that you feel comfortable just letting that ugly cry out in front of. Like,
so I was just gonna say, like, how do you cope with grieving? Because mine's just, like, talking to my cousin, like, what I just said. Like, he just, I don't know, I just feel like he a person, like, we only 2 years apart, so I feel like we literally grew up together and we went through everything together. So when I tell him, he like my therapist, and he always make me feel better. So that's like, he a part of my grieving process.
I feel like I haven't really grieved anything yet. So when I talk about anything that got something to do with grieving, I'll be ready to bust out into tears, because, like, I don't even be talking about it for real. It'd be hard.
Yeah, I feel like work can make up for it. And I feel
I just be like, fill up my schedule.
Yeah.
And some days I just be like, okay, bitch, I'm gonna be a little late because I don't feel like getting up right now. Like, I ain't into it. But I still get up and do it because I know that's what my mama want me to do. I know that's what my daddy would want me to do. I know that's what my great grandma would have wanted me to do. So I just always want to make them proud. And I feel like that's what really pushed me out the bed in the morning. Like, bitch, don't fuck it up. Like, you blessed with so much shit. Like, don't let nothing get in the way of what God blessed you with.
And I'm so glad you say that, because that's why you are who you is today. This was your destiny. You doing so good. Your whole family is proud, but I know your mother is super proud of you. And don't ever stop, period.
I won't.
Thank you for watching Carisha Please on Revolt.
Hey there, ever thought about what makes your heart beat a little faster?
Oh, you mean like when you discover a new track that just speaks to you?
Yeah, or finding a movie that you can't stop thinking about?
Well, get ready to feel that excitement all over again because Amazon Prime is here to take your entertainment and shopping experience to the next level.
Absolutely. Prime isn't just about getting your packages quicker. It's about diving into a world of endless possibilities, from the latest releases to exclusive content you won't find anywhere else.
And don't even get me started on the music. Prime offers concert specials that will transport you right to the front row. It's like being at the hottest gigs without leaving your living room.
I use Prime to tap in with some of my favorite artists' live shows from any and every genre of music.
Trust me, Prime is a game changer. It's like having a personalized superstore and entertainment hub right at your fingertips.
So why wait? Head over to Amazon.com/Prime and start experiencing entertainment like never before.